We have a lot to talk about when it comes to everything going on. MY27, you look at what's going on all over the state. Of course, the president. Why don't we start with MY27? It's kind of a big week here in Erie County when it comes to that canvassing of the votes and what's going on. From everything we understand, it's today is when you can kind of contest those absentee ballots before they're open. Then the accounting starts tomorrow, hopefully wrapping up by the end of the week. What are you expecting to learn this week from Erie County?
I think we'll have a good idea. I think we should know by Wednesday who wins this thing, unless it's within a 200 or 300 votes. Now, if that's the case, then you'll have, you know, then you'll have the courts getting involved. You'll have whoever is behind going to the court, asking them to do a total recount, look at ballots by hand, because those scanners are really, really accurate, but occasionally they do miss something. And if you don't, if you don't fill in the bubble completely, sometimes it doesn't get scanned. You have those sorts of things. But if it's still more than 1,000 votes, it's not worth it, and the race will be over.
Well, do you think Erie County kind of holds the key here?
Yeah, well, that's where most of the absentees are. Nate McMurray won Erie County by a few percentage points. You wouldn't think that he would have enough absentee ballots there to make up that 2,000 or 2,200 vote gap that exists. But you never know. That's why you count them. You wouldn't have thought that the Sabres would have won 5 games in a row, but we're happy about that.
Usually, people say that when you count the absentee ballots, it goes the way of the popular vote, the vote that happens on Election Day.
Yeah, we say that a lot, and it does do that until it doesn't. I mean, Nate McMurray, in his only other campaign for public office, Grand Island Supervisor, on election night was like 30 or 40 votes behind, and he ended up winning by, I think, 12 or 13.
I was going to say, in this race, you have a vote, it was 1%, so...
Yeah,
I mean, you could say it'll split down the middle, or
you really don't know until you open them. But I'll tell you what, I heard on the way in your web poll, and it's like 46% of the people had no confidence or low confidence in elections.
Right.
One thing we do in New York State, and especially in Erie County, is we do elections right. You see all this nonsense going down in Florida where you have partisan election commissioners or election officials, and talk of throwing out ballots or finding new ballots or whatever. And it just, it just taints everybody. In New York State, it's bipartisan. There's an election commissioner who's a Democrat. There's one that's a Republican. You go to the polling place, there are two Republicans there, two Democrats. One hand watching the other, it works. It really does. My name has been on the ballot 13 times in New York State, 3 back in the Binghamton area in my Broome County where I came from, and 10 here in Erie County. I have never once doubted that the election results were fair.
It's been a mess down in Florida, but now it's finally settled. But I mean, in here in New York, once these absentee ballots are open in Erie County, mm-hmm. do you think by Wednesday or by late in the week, we'll know?
Again, unless it's within a couple hundred votes, and that's when I think it's legitimate for one candidate or the other to go to a judge and say, hey, it's this close. Let's go and look at every ballot and not rely on the scanners because maybe they missed something.
Do you think we'll have an answer in Erie County? You think we'll have an answer all of MY27 by the end of the week?
I think so. I assume we will, but we will unless we don't.
We'll have Nate McMurray on a little bit later on to answer this question, but he has been tweeting out over the course of the past week a fundraising effort, a link to go fundraise for a recount, and he puts it in the tweet as a recount. Do you think it's smart to maybe prepare for that either way, a recount? Do you think that's going through his mind, that if it doesn't fall his way, he could be asking for that?
Well, obviously he would be if it's within that, couple hundred votes. In the short term, it's not a bad way to raise some money.